That doesn't mean I'm the pastor. He's just not with us today. He's celebrating his Easter somewhere else. But more to that, I'm born again. My name is Paul Mungai, and I love Christ as my personal savior. We are in the mood of Easter. And on Friday, it was a somber mood. But of course, today is a joyful mood. Praise Jesus. Even as the person who was leading worship said, there was Friday, but they forgot there would be Sunday. Praise Jesus. There was Friday, but they forgot there are going to be a Sunday morning. One day, as people are going with their days, something happened in Palestine. Praise the name of Jesus. The story of Jesus and his death and his resurrection. Today we are going to speak, it's a resurrection Sunday. And we are going to see man's eternal hope is on that empty tomb. Man's eternal hope is on that empty tomb. The Romans had devised various ways of how they are going to inflict pain to the criminals. They devised the cross. They thought so. They thought they had devised a cross. So they would hang a criminal on that cross and leave them to die. They didn't want you to die that so fast. So they couldn't give you poison. They wanted to die just very slowly. Yeah, have that pain. And that pain that comes, very inflicting pain. So on one Friday in Palestine, they got their normal business. They were crucifying many, many criminals. And so there's this one. There was this one who was called Jesus, who was claiming to be God. That was the only thing he was accused of. Praise the name of Jesus. And it was a good claim. Indeed, he was. Praise Jesus. He claimed that he was the Son of God, and indeed, he was one with God. And of course, the Romans would not want anything that would cause any trouble or cause any problem with peace in their land. So when the Jewish leaders say that this man needs to be crucified because he's bringing disturbance here, of course the Romans agreed. And they hung this man on that cross. Praise the name of Jesus. For them, it was a normal thing. It was what they used to do. But on one Sunday morning, something happened that never happened to any other criminal that they had hanged on that cross. Praise the name of Jesus. This one was special. This one, first of all, he died on that cross. Before they would go even break his bone, this one died on that cross. And this one, they had even thrashed a spear upon his side, and blood gushed out upon him, even water. Praise the name of Jesus. They make sure he was in that tomb, place a very big rock on that tomb, so that just in case this disciple, you know, he used to claim that he's going to rise again. Yeah, he used to say that, I'm going to destroy this temple, and after 3 days, I will raise it again. So you just claim that he's going to rise again. Just in case his disciple want to prove that his words were true and come to steal him, we are going to place a very big rock on that tomb. Praise the name of Jesus. They thought that the rock would keep him behind. They were so wrong. So on this Sunday morning, as the women were coming to the tomb, they were coming to anoint the body of Jesus. Remember Mary Magdalene? When she had come and cried at the feet of Jesus, anointed Jesus. And Jesus said, this one is very good because at least he has anointed him when he's still alive. So they were coming to anoint Jesus, just as they used to do to other people who had died. So this morning as they are coming, they find that indeed the tomb, the big stone that was placed at the door of that tomb was no longer there. It has been rolled. And what was happening? There was an angel sitting on it. And this angel did not come to roll this stone for Jesus. It is for them to see that Jesus was not there. Praise the name of Jesus. So they were astonished. This man who is dressed in white, this angel of God. And he asked him, why are you looking for the dead, for the person who is alive among the dead? They were astonished. So the Romans were also astonished. And even the religious leader were astonished. They didn't know what to do. So they just give some few coins to those soldiers. And they told them, "Istori tunyama, tunyamazie. Istori fanya nini? Tunyamazie. Because, just say, his disciple came and they stole his body. Praise the name of Jesus. But you know what Jesus did? So that he can prove everyone, indeed, he was alive. He went to them. And some words he said, you know, it's funny. You know, someone died. He was on that cross. He was beaten. You saw him dead, a spear on his side, and he comes to the room that you are hiding because the disciples were hiding, and he just say, greetings. Hi, guys. Are you not supposed to be dead? Maybe they were wondering, are you not supposed to be dead? We buried you. There was a big stone on that tomb. What are you doing here? And he's just saying, greetings. Greetings. Praise the name of Jesus. Today and this morning, let's remember that empty tomb, what it means to us. Because it gives us hopes. And I want us to look at some few things that the tomb, the empty tomb of Jesus gives us and the hope that it gives us as man. Praise God. First of all, that the tomb, the empty tomb gives us hope for eternal life. That man was condemned to death. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, he was separated from God. And man would not longer rise again. He had no means to access the throne of God. Spiritually, man was dead. And no matter what he would do, he would not attain that level that indeed God wanted for him to be alive again. And indeed, he needed to be alive, or else he'd be eternally condemned. And we see that the resurrection of Jesus and the same power that Jesus rose Jesus or made Jesus to rise from that tomb. Paul is telling the people that the same power that made Christ rise out of that tomb is the same power that lives in you and me. Praise the name of Jesus. That the same power that gave Jesus, that made Jesus to have that eternal life, that he was not held back by that tomb, is the same power that is in you and me, those who have believed in Christ Jesus. That we have hope for eternal life. That even if our body are going to die, even if this flesh is going to rest one day, that will not be our end. Indeed, it will be our beginning to eternal life with our Father. Praise the name of Jesus. And that is the hope we have. Because what can we gain when we walk on this earth for the few years we live here and didn't have eternal condemnation? But we have hope that the same power, the same way Jesus rose from that death, the same power that indeed made Christ not to be in that grave for more than 3 days, indeed is in us and is going to help us. Praise the name of Jesus. And the second one is that we have hope in the faith we have in God. Paul tells the Corinthians that indeed if Christ died, 1 Corinthians 15:17. If Christ died and did not rise again, then the faith we have is futile. That we are just speaking. The preaching I am doing here will be futile. What would it be gaining? And the faith you have will be futile if indeed Christ did not rise again. But we have a life hope. Our faith, the faith we have, is not dead. Praise the name of Jesus. The faith you have in God is not dead. The faith you have is alive because you believe in a God who is alive. You do not have faith in someone who was in that grave and did not rise again. Because this one, and the good thing, you know, Lazarus rose from the dead. True? Yes, he rose from the dead. But he died again. Praise Jesus. Lazarus did not live eternally. He died again. But there's one who rose from the dead and never died again. Because he died once and once forever. Praise the name of Jesus. And we have faith that indeed, even though sometimes we may be dead in sin, when he raised us up, our faith is alive in him. And what you believe in God is alive because the one you believe in is alive. Because the one you believe in is no longer dead. Because the one you believe in was not death could not hold him up because of his sinless nature. Praise the name of Jesus. And once we believe in him, once we take that one into our heart, once we accept that that blood that was shed on that cross on Friday has power upon our life, we have that eternal life, and the faith we hold upon him is alive and indeed will make us a push on. Praise the name of Jesus. Indeed, we love the cross, but Monday and Easter Monday is even better. Praise the name of Jesus. Paul was asking them, you're saying that you believe in Jesus. You know, there were quarrels in Corinth that indeed Jesus did not rise again, or there will be no resurrection, or we're not going to be raised again. So he was asking them, if indeed you are saying he was not raised again, what do you even believe in? Praise Jesus. But we have hope that the faith we have is alive because the one we believe in is alive. Praise the name of Jesus. Number three is that we have hope that our fears are being taken care of or are dispelled. That our fears are dispelled. When the angel saw these women as they were coming to that tomb, he told them, fear not. He told them what? Fear not. The empty tomb is a sign that we should not have fear. That you and I, as we walk on this world, you and I, as we have challenges, you and I, as we confront the issue that will be facing us, we should not be afraid, but indeed we should have strength, the strength that God has given us. Praise the name of Jesus. He told them, fear not, for the one who was there is no longer dead. Indeed, he's alive. The resurrection is a moment to believe that indeed, whatever I'm facing, I should not have fear, because the one who was crushed, the one who upon him all sin of the world was put upon him, indeed he rose again for you and for me. Praise the name of Jesus. That all sins of this world was laid upon him. The chastisement of our peace was indeed upon him. For us to have peace, indeed Christ was crushed. And Isaiah was telling us it was God who did that. Can you imagine God doing that to himself? So that that will not be done to you. Because he knew if you're going to die, no matter how good we could be, we will not rise from that grave. So the only person who could rise from that grave, because only sin can make you, or only sin can give power to the dead, the only person who was spotless, sinless, was the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. And indeed, as we confront the life, and indeed, as we pray, indeed, as we face issues in life, we should not have fear. Indeed, we should have strength, knowing that indeed Jesus Christ is alive for us. And when he's alive, there's no fear. Praise Jesus. That the last thing that we need to look upon is that we have hope that we are going to be raised again from the death of sin. Sometimes we condemn ourselves so much. Sometimes we wonder whether we can change. Sometimes we wonder whether even if I repent, I can be raised again. The fact that Christ bore all our sin, the fact that Christ carried all our sins and rose again from that death, from that tomb, is a sign that if we believe in him, he will give us power to rise from our own sinful natures. Praise the name of Jesus. That we should not condemn ourselves. We should not remain on the grave. Indeed, we should turn to that cross and look upon that blood and plead for that blood that washes us away, washes away all our sins. That old rugged cross is what we need to cling upon. That old rugged cross is our hope this morning. That indeed, even though we could be dead in sin, Jesus Christ and God is going to make us alive again. Praise Jesus. And that is the will of God, that nobody will remain dead in their sin. Nobody will remain in that grave, that they put a stone and forgot about you. That grave that you may have put yourself in and even forgot about yourself. Remember that there is Monday, there is Sunday morning, which is a day of celebration. Praise Jesus. We are told that the women went afraid, but with joy. They were afraid. Not because they had fear, but how are they going to give this report? You know, they have joy, he's risen, but how are they going to give this report? That he's not there. We went to anoint his body, he's not there. He's risen. And he's somewhere. And he's coming. Praise the name of Jesus. I'll tell you, brother and sister, this morning, we have a risen king who is on the throne and who will come for us. Praise the name of Jesus. And if we believe in him, Jesus said when he was coming to raise Lazarus, that remember this, I am the resurrection. Praise the name of Jesus. That if you want our things to be arrived, if you want our situation to be resurrected, we must be in Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. There is no other power. There is no other thing that can confront the power of death. Because death is dead, but is given alive, but is made alive by sin. Death is dead, But upon sin, they have become alive and has power upon us that we are separated from God. But when we believe in Christ, indeed we have hope of living eternally. We have hope that when he come back, he will indeed take us to his eternal home. Praise the name of Jesus. So that is the hope we have in Christ. And we are told the last thing, that when this, when the angel was telling them, he told them, go and speak to your brothers. Praise the name of Jesus. Because the message of resurrection of Christ is a very good message that you should not keep it to yourself. The message of hope is so sweet that we should not keep it to ourselves. You should tell your brothers. Tell it to what? There's a song that sings. Tell it to? To the mountains. Yeah, tell it to the mountains. Go and spread the message. Like these women. Sometimes you may not know how to do it. The women were afraid, but they were had joy. Sometimes you do not know how to start it. That, even though you are that afraid, just go and tell the story of the risen Christ. Praise the name of Jesus. God will give you the words. Some people just want to hear that indeed they can rise again. That's all someone wants to hear. We have various issues in our country. And people need to be given hope. People need to be told that indeed they can rise again, even though they may be dead spiritually. Emotionally, someone may be dead, but indeed with Christ Jesus, they can rise again. Praise the name of Jesus. With Christ, they can have their life again and they can have hope again. That's all someone wants to hear. May not be much, may not be a 20-minute talk, but indeed you can rise again from that drunkenness. You can rise again from that addiction. You can rise again from that tomb. You can rise again even though you are a serious sinner. You can indeed rise again because there is power on the cross and there is power in the risen Christ. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.